Hello and welcome to the From the Hip podcast. I'm your walking host, Albert Hathazi. I'm in a heightened state of creativity. I want to share with you what I'm thinking because I think it could help you if you ever want to create something to recognize when it's go time. Presently walking. There's going to be some car noises, but I had to share this with you right now. I had to get this walk in because tonight I'm continuing on a road of creation. I'm going to be making a short movie tonight. I wouldn't even classify it as a movie. It's going to be, in this case, it's going to be documentary, humoristic documentary, based on something that many Canadians have seen before, especially going back to the 70s and 80s. That's not even the point of what I'm making. I wanted to share with you what happens when you ride the snake. I'm going to share with you what ride the snake means, because I'm sure you're wondering, what on earth am I talking about? Before I tell you what ride the snake means, short history. I've been participating in a dinner club for around 15 years now, maybe slightly more. And it basically is a group of friends getting together, going to different each other's houses on an interval of about 3 to 4 months apart. And we were doing that steadily, and then it was my turn to host, and I figured I want to do a little introductory movie on what are the games that we're going to play. It's always girls versus boys, these classic wars against the girls, which the boys won many times. So it was my turn. I think it was 2003, 2004. My turn to host the party, and I made this video. I just was going to be just text at first, and I said, you know what, I have an idea. And I made a video like the Blair Witch. And then it ended up turning to be a tradition for many, many years, where each of these dinner parties, I would create a video. Fun video. I've gotten the girls involved. I've gotten the boys involved. There's approximately 6 or 7 couples. And we've had a lot of fun. I've done so much. But now I've got an upcoming dinner party this Friday, 2 days from now. And earlier this week, I got an idea. It was just the tiniest little germ of an idea. It was a single-celled organism of an idea. And it started to grow rapidly. It started to evolve. And I hit full stride today. I still wasn't sure if I was going to be able to pull this off, but I hit full stride today, and in my mind I begin putting it together, and I got to the point where I know this is going to happen, and I want to share with you what exactly I am feeling right now. Basically, what's going through my body is creative electricity right now. I am almost like I'm on a mental version of Red Bull right now. I'm totally dedicated to getting this done. I've made some phone calls, I've got help. And I am going to get this done today. I have to shoot all the video footage tonight and perhaps begin editing it and put it together tomorrow night, Thursday night. It's going to be my last chance because Friday, right after work, we're going to this party. My video is going to be about 2 minutes long. And it's going to be funny. If you ever want to see it, reach out to me. And when it's ready, I'll show it to you. But what's important about this? Let's talk about riding the snake. Way back when I used to sell investments and financial planning, there's a friend of mine who, incidentally, is in this dinner party. In the sales world, you go through cycles. You go through success, you'd go through darkness, like the dark side of the moon. Well, when we got things really rolling, selling investments, big clients, you know, in a week, closing lots, we used to have this saying I came up with, and I don't know why. I called it riding the snake. Just picture that you're riding on the slippery snake, but you could hold on, kind of like bull riding, but humongous snake riding. That's what we were doing, riding the snake. And right now, I'm riding the snake with this creative energy. Checking the time. 6 minutes into the recording. So I've got a couple friends coming over. And basically, I have an outline of what I want this, what my vision is for this. It's going to be about a 2-minute movie. Funny. Lots of funny things. I'm going to be totally making fun of myself and my love for retro things and my middle age. Hard to believe. And even my family's going to be involved. And I've got this vision of what I want it to be. And I still haven't thought of every scene. I've probably thought of probably about 50% of the scenes. And after this walk, hopefully I'm going to be able to calm down enough to sit down before my friend gets here in an hour and a half and finish the rest of that. Probably need about 5 to 10 minutes of good footage, as long as they get the right shots. How does this apply to you? Well, a lot of times, see, because I'm not a full-time creative, I can afford to have creativity or inspiration come to me at times. Whereas somebody who's a full-time creative, which incidentally I would like to be, and if you are considering creative projects, please look into hiring me. Full-time creative has to be creative every day. They have to sit down whether they like to or not, whether they want to or not, whether they feel like it or not, to create something every day. You sit down for 3 hours and you're going to write. You start off not knowing what you're going to write. It comes to you. Well, because I'm not full-time, I could afford the luxury of getting a spark, catching that spark in my hand, holding on to it so it doesn't slip through any crack in any of my fingers. But when you do get it, you have a certain amount of time to act. You will become infused with energy. It'll be like you have Red Bull running through your veins. You have to act. And that's exactly where I'm at right now. I'm totally pumped. This walk is going to help me in the creative sense. It's going to give me more ideas as soon as I shut this off. Should I try not thinking about it as such? So if you ever get that energy, you ever get the thought, and you get a burst, jump on the snake. Ride the snake. Do whatever it takes. It will propel you. You will get enough energy to get you into the project. You may run out of energy at some point. Do whatever it takes to get back on the snake. Take a shower. Go for a walk. As of right now, I've got enough energy to finish this. I'm pretty sure. Although, it could change, but that's how I feel. I hope this has helped in some way. My friend Caesar is creating a website that's going to talk about the creative process, and it's going to be open to contributors. I already told him I want in. I've got so much to say about the creative process, and I also want to learn more what other people do. Okay, my time for this recording is coming to an end in two ways. Number one, I'm running out of minutes. Number two, I'm approaching a very busy street, and all you will hear is cars. I want you to ride the snake. Ride the snake. Please, hop on that snake.